The Christian Safety, James Smith, The Way of Salvation Set Forth. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. Psalm 16:1. The lost sinner is in danger, in the greatest possible danger. He is always in danger, for the wrath of God abides on him. The curse of God is leveled at him, and the justice of God makes a fearful demand upon him. He is like an unprotected traveler in a forest, where robbers and wild beasts unite to terrify and destroy. He is exposed to every storm, liable to every calamity, and may be cut down at any moment. The law condemns him. Satan seeks by all means to destroy him, and his situation is truly dreadful. But the believer is safe in Jesus. His sins are pardoned. His person is justified. He is accepted in Jesus, and to him there is no condemnation. To him, Jesus is a strong tower into which he runs and is safe. To him, God is a shield which defends him from every hostile weapon. God surrounds him as a wall of fire, bears him up on everlasting arms, and guides him by his strength to his holy habitation. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Psalm 27:5. Every perfection of God is on his side. Every purpose of God secures his salvation. Every promise of God is made for his comfort and safety. He is in the hands of Christ. His name is engraved on the breastplate of the great high priest, and his cause lies near to the heart of the Omnipotent One. Nothing that concerns him is left to chance. His times are in the Lord's hands, and God works all things together for his good. He will have everything that is really good, truly great, and eternally glorious. God is his Father, and he will defend his child. Jesus is his bridegroom, and he will protect his bride. If the power of God can preserve him, then he is safe, for he is kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. If the love of God can secure him, then he is safe, for God loves him with an everlasting love. Will a kind, fond, and tender mother take care of her child? Then will God take care of the believer. For he asks, "Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb?" He admits, "Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands." Isaiah 49:15-16. The believer is safe from all real evils. He is under the special care and charge of Christ, the sunshine of his Father's love, the watchful eye of the great shepherd, the guidance and guardianship of the Holy Spirit. What a precious, unutterable, precious truth is this! May we press it to our hearts, enjoy it in our daily walk, and relish it as we would our choicest treasure. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Psalm 18:2. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Psalm 27:5.